the main points. Muslim faithful in Cameroon intensify preparations ahead of the celebration of the Feast of the Ram tomorrow, Sunday. A coalition deal which will see Cyril Ramaphosa re-elected as president has been confirmed in South Africa. Aigle Royale of the Menwa confront Mintak Football Club of the Upper Senegal, while Isosa of Limbe lock horns with Colom of Ja and Lobo this Saturday in the semifinals of the 2024 National Challenge Cup. The news in full. Some 150 youths from three municipalities in Cameroon who took part in a six-month empowerment program in Yaoundé have rounded off the exercise with a call on them to promote peace and living together. Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu presided over the closing ceremony in Yaoundé yesterday. Meanwhile, youths in the Northwest region under the banner of the Cameroon National Youth Council have come up to denounce hate speech, cyber crimes, and all forms of insecurity in the region and the country at large. It was during a forum in Bamenda. Mabel Mekemdisa-Akem reports.
Stop manipulating youth.
The youths of the Northwest region, led by the National President of the National Youth Council, Fadimatu Iyawa, have taken their stand for the nation of Cameroon.
We are inviting those young people to come out from the bushes and to join the DDR centers. We are actually launching the regional dialogue of young people from Northwest region to tackle the real challenges that young people of this region are facing in terms of unemployment, in terms of the various opportunities also that can be created in favor of young people of Northwest region.
According to the regional president of the National Youth Council, Samuel Makom, it is a golden opportunity to directly transmit their worries of unemployment and insecurity to the head of state.
Once youth know that their voices will be heard, definitely they will have that consciousness. So I think this platform is going to open them to have that zeal that once we dialogue, we will address our issues and solution will be bound to come.
The Secretary General at the Northwest Governor's Office, Saiduna Ali, on behalf of the governor, saluted the youths for their efforts and encouraged them not to relent in especially preaching peace and working for the progress of the Northwest region. Mabel Menkemdis Akem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Cameroon joins the African continent to commemorate the 34th edition of the Day of the African Child on June 16, that's tomorrow, under the theme Education for All Children in Africa, the time is now. Festivities to mark the celebration of this edition will be presided over by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Gene, on Wednesday, the June 19, 2024, at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé 7 Council. Cameroonians have been encouraged to join the blood donation train as it accounts for saving thousands of lives in the country on a daily basis. Reports from the National Blood Transfusion Center indicate that over 160,000 packs of blood have been collected so far out of the 400,000 packs demanded by the World Health Organization per year. This was disclosed during a ceremony on the occasion of the World Blood Donors Day, chaired by the representative of the Minister of Public Health, Professor Titani Ekwe, on the theme Celebrating 20 Years of Giving. Thank you, donors. Kelly Eben.
I have served lives 37 times. I have never had a malaise.
Madame Fitang Madeline is one of those who braved the odds 37 times to donate her blood in order to save lives.
It is a selfless act. You just need to keep healthy. You don't need to expect anything. And so it starts from each family that they know their blood groups and know that if I am down, this will be the person to serve me first.
She rejoined her peers on this World Blood Donors Day to advocate for a guaranteed security and better healthcare services for blood donors in the country. While expressing government's gratitude to the vital blood donors, the representative of the Minister of Public Health, Professor Titanye, assured them that the state is working towards providing a modern blood transfusion center and that their appeal for a better status will be channeled to the right quarters. According to the World Health Organization, Cameroon needs 400,000 blood packs per year to attain its mission of saving lives. But so far, reports from the National Blood Transfusion Service indicate that just 160,000 blood packs were collected in 2023, stating a slight increase compared to previous years.
Kelly Eben reporting. Next Monday, June 17, is a public holiday throughout the National Territory. This follows an order signed by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The decision is due to the celebration of the Feast of the Ram tomorrow, Sunday. Preparations have intensified across the country ahead of the event. The President of the Islamic Complex in Yaoundé informs faithful of the Central Mosque No. 2 in Yaoundé that the special prayer session to mark the Feast of the Ram shall take place in the multipurpose sports complex as from 7 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday. Meanwhile, the followers of Prophet Muhammad at the Essos Mosque will converge on the esplanade of the Yaoundé Omi Sports Stadium from 6 a.m. Sunday for the prayers that shall be officiated by the spiritual leader, Imam Sule Mane Buba. Last-minute preparations are underway in Douala in the littoral region to celebrate the Feast of the Ram. Tailors are doing finishing touches on their customers' dresses to ensure work is complete on time to enable them celebrate in grand style. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Bangla reports from Douala.
Business is at its peak in tailoring workshops as tailors work hard to satisfy their customers. In some of the workshops visited, customers are anxiously waiting to check if their dresses are already ready. Meanwhile, due to time and financial constraints, some Muslim faithful like Joseph Damda could not buy their fabrics early enough. The only option now is to buy a ready-made dress.
My wife had already bought for her and for children, so I'm the last one to get this outfit for the feast.
One of the seamstresses, Likoli Priska, explains that she and her team are working extremely hard to finish a pile of work before the feast to satisfy their clients. We are ready to satisfy our customers. We are having some difficulties because some customers brought their fabrics late. That notwithstanding, their dresses will be stitched on time. My collaborators are at work. The designs of the dresses displayed in most tailoring workshops in Douala vary from wrapper and blouse for women and the three-piece gandora, Monda Rap and Senator for men. In the meantime, the effervescence is gradually gaining steam in beauty institutes as women are already showing up to do their hair and the traditional makeup, notably Hausa nail polish and body designing. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
CRTV News. A coalition deal which will see Cyril Ramaphosa re-elected as president has been confirmed in South Africa. The leader of the DA, the second largest party, has called the deal a new chapter for South Africa. The ANC says other parties are looking at the agreed document, which has been called the Statement of Intent. It represents a shift in South African politics. In sports, the finalists of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon will be known today after the semi-final matches pitting Aigle Royal of the Menua against Mintak FC of the Upper Sanaga and Isosa of Limbe against Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo. Harrison Hashu reports.
Among the four semi-finalists in the Cup of Cameroon, only Aigle Royal of the Menua have featured in the final of the competition. The last time was in 2008 when they were beaten 4-2 by Coton Sport of Garoua. Eglu are determined to change the narrative when they take on Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga from 3 p.m. at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja. However, it promises to be a tough match for both sides as Mintak FC are no longer on the docks following their outstanding run to the semis. Over at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, two elite clubs, Isosa of Limbe and Colombe Sportive of Jar and Lobo, will battle for a ticket to the final. Isosa, who knocked out Canon of Yaounde as Serene, asked the match as one of their players, Njuma Ikose, outlines.
We, the players, are prepared and focused for this match. It's not going to be an easy one, but we believe if we play their style of play, we'll be able to win the match.
They share the same ambitions with the players of Colombe of Jar and Lobo. The winner of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon will unseat the defending champions, Fufu Club of Baham.
Harrison Ashu ending this edition of the 6:30 a.m. newscast with Ngu Henry.